From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A former African leader makes his plea before the International Criminal Court. Former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo has pleaded not guilty as his trial began Thursday at the International Criminal Court in the Netherlands. Gbagbo is facing charges of crimes against humanity linked to a post-election civil war in his country that left thousands dead in 2010. Prosecutor Fatou Bassoud addressed the panel of three judges.
Nothing would be allowed to defeat Mr. Gbagbo. If politics failed, violence was seen as politics by other means.
Human rights activists welcome the trial as a clear signal that leaders who resort to violence to strengthen their grip on power will be held to account. Former youth leader Charles Blé-Goudet will also stand trial with Gbagbo. The ICC also has a warrant for the former president's wife, Simone, on charges of crimes against humanity. She was sentenced last year to a 20-year prison sentence by an Ivorian court. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the Zika virus outbreak next week to discuss an international response to an outbreak of the disease amid concerns that it may have links to a bout of rare birth defects. During a special session in Geneva Thursday, WHO's Director General Margaret Chan said Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world and in recent years has become associated with neurological complications. She stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects has not been firmly established. This is VOA News. The United States is urging all parties invited to this week's Syrian peace talks in Geneva to show up without preconditions. The talks on a ceasefire and setting up a transitional government in Syria were supposed to have started Monday. They've been put off until Friday because of squabbles over who should be invited. The UN Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, sent out invitations Tuesday but did not disclose who was on the list. Various media reports say it includes representatives of Saudi and U.S.-backed moderate opposition groups, members of the Russian-backed opposition, and Syrian Foreign Minister Waqid al-Moalem. Not invited to the talks are Islamic State and the al-Nusra Front, an al-Qaeda-linked group fighting to topple the Syrian government. While the United States says representatives of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should attend the peace talks, it says Assad, the dictator who murders his own people, they said, cannot be part of Syria's future. Moscow, Assad's strongest ally, says that decision is up to the Syrian people. Seeking to assert Taiwan's sovereignty and build his legacy, President Ma Ying-jeou paid a visit Thursday to an even smaller island also claimed by China. Defying rare criticism from the U.S., Ma flew to the island of Taiping in the South China Sea and sought to cast Taiwan as a peaceful humanitarian player in a region where China's robust assertions of its territorial claims are sharpening disputes with its neighbors. Ma had invited along his successor, President-elect Tsai Ing-wen of the independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party, but she declined the offer, apparently to clarify the difference between her and Ma's unpopular China-friendly Nationalist Party administration. Satellite images are revealing unprecedented damage to coral reefs in the contested South China Sea. A disputed waterway is claimed by several nations in Asia, and the fight for the territory and its resources is taking a heavy toll on the environment. Shannon Van Zandt has more from Hong Kong.
For years, overfishing in the South China Sea has depleted local fish stocks. But since 2012, the controversial construction of artificial islands has devastated the ecosystem and the disputed waterway. Marine biologist Terry Hughes is a professor at James Cook University.
The impact of these new dredging and land reclamation projects are compounding the pre-existing impacts of fishing.
Between 2012 and 2015, Chinese fishermen have used large extended propellers affixed to utility boats to chop the reefs and prepare for the construction of artificial islands in the Spratlys. The fishermen also scour the ocean floor for giant clamshells, which are prized as jewelry and luxury items and can sell for up to $150,000 US.
That's the latest world news from VOA.